Good evening. This is Good Shepherd Sunday weekend, the fourth Sunday of Easter every year. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Good to have you with us, worshiping with us virtually tonight. Looks like we'll be doing that all during the month of May as well, but we're glad that you can be with us, worshiping with us, giving praise and thanks to God as we sing his praises and as we hear his holy word. I remind you that the men have a Bible study at 8:30 on Tuesday mornings via email. The women are having a virtual Bible study on 1 Peter, and that's on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Also, the church council will meet this coming week on Friday at 6 p.m. And don't forget that each day we have prayer time at 4:31. If you want a copy of the newsletter or the prayer calendar, just send me an email or a text, and I'll be more than happy to send it your way, either snail mail or email, etc. Blessed season of Easter to you and yours. We begin our service of worship then with our brief order for confession and forgiveness, found on page 10 of the Blue Songbook, with one voice, page 10. We worship as we live, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In silence, let us confess our sins unto our merciful Lord. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our gathering hymn, Give Me Jesus, hymn number 777, in With One Voice, 777.
Just about the break of day, me Jesus, give me Jesus, you can have all the rest. Give me Jesus. Oh, when I come to die, oh, when I come to die, oh, when I come to die, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you can have all the rest, give me Jesus. And when I want to sing, and when I want to sing, and when I want to sing, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you can have all the rest, give me
Our service continues on page 28, Bread of Life, setting 5. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Kyrie eleison.
Lord have mercy.
Christe eleison.
Christ have mercy.
Kyrie eleison.
Lord have mercy. King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, God's people on earth.
Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand
Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace. God's people on earth, and peace to God's people on earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your Son cares for your people as a shepherd cares for his sheep, calling us each by name. Grant that we may hear and recognize his voice, and following him be brought safely through every trial and temptation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We now prepare our hearts for the hearing of God's word.
Our first lesson is from Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 42. The believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers, and awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm is Psalm 23. We will read it responsively. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The second lesson is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 25. For this is a gracious thing, when mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We rise for our Alleluia verse. Alleluia, the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Amen, amen, I say to you,
He who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. Hallelujah, the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Normally at this time, we would be having a children's message. I already recorded it on the Emmanuel homepage of our Facebook page. And so I encourage parents and grandparents to, if you are able, go there and let the kids get a little taste of Good Shepherd Sunday as well. Let us sing together hymn number 731, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Dear friends in Christ, this is Good Shepherd Sunday, and if Jesus is your good shepherd, then that means that you are one of his sheep. One of the lambs who was straying because of sin, but who have now returned by the grace of God to the fold of our Almighty Lord, our Savior, Jesus. Perhaps you've heard the phrase, you need to keep your ear to the ground.
Now, the phrase may come from those days back in the, you know, the Westerns, when somebody might be the scout, and they might put their head down to the ground and be listening. They go, I don't hear anything. Or they might hear, there's a herd of cattle or a herd of buffalo or something coming. Keep your ear to the ground, which usually means pay attention. Pay attention to what's been behind you. Pay attention to what's in front of you. Be diligent. But I want to suggest, in light of Good Shepherd Sunday, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I want to suggest that we need to keep an ear to the shepherd. Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep. I call them by name. They recognize my voice, and they follow me. Long story short, how do you know if you're one of the sheep that belong to Jesus? Well, it's really quite simple. Complicated, I suppose, but really quite simple. In other words, do we have voice recognition? Do we hear Jesus? Are we listening to Jesus? Are we following Jesus? Some of you know that I have a hearing impairment. I wear hearing aids. And during this COVID-19 stuff, if you go anywhere and people are wearing their mask, which I wear most of the time, even if I am socially distancing, well, guess what happens? The sound gets muffled. So whether you're trying to speak or whether you're trying to hear, there's not the same kind of clarity. My sheep hear my voice, they listen, and they follow. In other words, if Jesus is our good shepherd, and he is, the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, then we're his lambs, and he died for the forgiveness of our sins, and he prepares a place for us in heaven. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home. Did you notice in John chapter 10 that Jesus has his mission statement? What's his job? Why did the Son of God come to earth? Well, his mission, he says, is that you and I, that we all might have life and have it abundantly. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. You can tell a shepherd from a hireling. The hireling just lives for the paycheck. But the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And when there's danger, what does the hireling do? Runs for the hills to protect himself. Jesus has a mission that you and I might have life and that we might have it abundantly. Now, here's a little nugget that you might want to take with you. You know that verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but might have eternal life. Interestingly enough, in the New Testament Greek, there's a couple of different words for life. There's the word bios, or like biography. In other words, tell me about your life. When were you born? How old are you now? How old was this grandma or grandpa when they died, right? Biology, in other words, calendar time, clock time. But in our gospel for tonight, in John 10, and throughout the gospel of John, especially John 3:16, the word is not bios, the word is zoe. Zoe is abundant life. Zoe is eternal life. Zoe is the only real, authentic life. It's the forever life that can be found exclusively, I say it again, exclusively in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, the one who is the door of the sheepfold, the gate, the only entrance by which we lambs get into the sheepfold of God. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. And I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Well, voice recognition. We know the voice of Jesus, and we know the sound that a lamb or a sheep makes. The shepherd lays down his life for us so that we can walk in his footsteps. That's what St. Peter says when he's writing his letter to these scattered seeds, to the exiles of Asia Minor.
He tells them, these people who are living in the season of Easter, these people who are newly baptized, you want to know what you signed up for? Well, here it is. You've been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. To this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps. For to this you have been called. And then Peter will quote from the Old Testament and say, you know what Isaiah said, right? All flesh is grass. The grass withers and perishes. But the word of God, Jesus Christ, the promising word of God for you that comes from the lips of the good shepherd Jesus, that word remains, Peter says, forever. And he knows what he's talking about, because he knows what it means to deny his Lord three times and to receive absolution and to be recommissioned for the holy work of God. I was reading a story that a missionary wrote this past week. It kind of dates me, but it goes back to 1966 to 1976. You may recognize, some of you, those years. It was the Cultural Revolution in China. And during the Cultural Revolution in China, 1966 to 1976, they were trying to stamp out the faith. And they were trying to put to nothing Jesus and his name and his believers. And so people in China paid a huge price. And this particular story that the missionary told was about a girl that was 13 years old. I don't know her name, but she was 13 years old, and she was being raised in a Christian family in China during the Cultural Revolution. And in this small little place that they called home, in the very back corner, they had kind of a makeshift altar. And on that altar, they had kind of a makeshift cross. And one night, the Red Guard came in. And the Red Guard came in and started tormenting and torturing the girl and her family. And they saw the cross, and they said, "You will spit on the cross of Jesus." At first, they all refused. "You will spit on the cross of Jesus, or you will die." And eventually, one of the elders in the family, he spit on the cross of Jesus. And then after him, the rest all followed, all except that 13-year-old girl. They said, "It's your turn. Spit on the cross of Jesus." She said, "I will not. I cannot. I'd rather die." The lieutenant of the Red Guard looked at this 13-year-old, and he said to her, "That's the kind of commitment and devotion we want. Not to that stupid Jesus, but to Chairman Mao." And so he spared her life. She never saw her family again. A few years later, she was able to escape to Hong Kong. And then she enrolled into the seminary. And then she became a pastor in the Hong Kong Lutheran Church. And she still to this day hopes that the time will come when she can go back to her village and maybe even find that Red Guard lieutenant that took the lives of her family members but spared hers, so that she can testify to the gospel of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for the forgiveness of sins. I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. Huh? But do we understand what it means to walk in the footsteps of Jesus? This is our call. We're scattered seeds, and scattered seeds get buried into the ground. Because if they don't get buried into the ground, they can't rise and produce fruit for the glory of the Heavenly Father. I must confess that I've been preaching and pastoring for about 37 years. And during that time, I have come to love liturgy and the hymns of the church and the church year. And the reason I love the church year so much is that there's so much lack of stability in the world. There's so much chaos. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring, huh? But the church here holds us and bathes us. those beautiful hymns of the church, the liturgy that's 2,000 years old and more. So I love the liturgy. I love the church year because I know, for example, that every year the church year starts with Advent 1, a brand new church year. And when the church year has run its course, it gets to Christ the King Sunday, when our Lord is crowned, crown him with many crowns, on Christ the King Sunday on a cross. Christ the King Sunday, New Year's Eve. And then you've got to wait a whole week. I mean, in our secular calendar, we've got, you know, times and seasons too, but you just get one click of the clock at midnight from one year to the next year. But not in the church year. God gives us a whole week to bathe in his beautiful presence, celebrating that our Christ is crowned on the cross as he dies for the forgiveness of our sins, celebrating Advent and Christmas as we wait for the coming of our King, born in a stable. What a king he is. What a good shepherd he is. I love the church here. Things like the 12 days of Christmas, and being able to sing all of those Christmas songs, bell ringing service, the baptism of our Lord, and then it's bracketed by transfiguration. Transfiguration of our Lord looks back at the baptism of Jesus and forward at the resurrection of Jesus on Easter. We bring those palm fronds that we got the previous year on Palm Sunday. They're brought back and they're reduced to ashes. And what happens to those ashes? Well, Ash Wednesday. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember, 40 days of Lent, and then Holy Week, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Easter, 50 days long. Well, we know these traditions, don't we? We know this predictable rhythm of the church year, so that every year when we get to the second Sunday of Easter, it's John chapter 20, and it's Thomas. And people want to call him Doubting Thomas. And we know that every single year we get to the fourth Sunday of Easter. And what is it? Good Shepherd Sunday. Always Psalm 23. Always a reading from the Gospel of John chapter 10. We know that. It's predictable every year. When you've been preaching and pastoring for 37 years, with all the funerals, with all the preaching year after year, what do? Because you see, here's the truth that people won't always tell you. We think we got to be imaginative and creative. We think we got to find a new angle or a new spin to the text. But maybe the reason it comes up every year is because we need to be bathed in the Good Shepherd's love every day. I mean, think about Psalm 22, that lament, my God, why have you forsaken me? By David, who was a shepherd and the greatest king of Israel. And following it, Psalm 23, a psalm of trust. What is God's gift when we feel lost, abandoned, forsaken? It is, in fact, the faith of Jesus, the good shepherd who holds us dearly. So you see, this year's different for me. I'm not saying, well, I wonder if I can find a pulpit supply, or if I can find an associate pastor, or somebody that can preach on one of these lessons that I preached on dozens of times. No, it's different this year for me. By the grace of God, the 23rd Psalm and John 10 is taking on a whole new meaning for me. You see, I must confess, my friends. I must confess because you're my family in the faith, and you are my friends worshiping with me tonight, that this has been a tough week. This has been a hard week for me and my family. It started on Monday, and here we are on Saturday night. I've had a dozen different tests. I've had CAT scans. I've had a liver biopsy, and I got the diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. What do you do when you get a bad word? Well, all flesh is grass, but the word of God remains forever. You see, I realize that God gave me his word this week for me, for the people I love, the people that love me and my family, because he knows what we need. Think about Psalm 23. You know how it begins and ends, right? It begins with a promise, it ends with a promise. The Lord is, not maybe, perhaps, we'll see, but the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I mean, he's my provider, he's my protector, right? And then it ends with, surely, indeed, this is most certainly true, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, that's the promise, isn't it? And in between, where do we live? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because I'm going through it, and guess who's going through it with me? Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, and I'm one of his sheep. I recognize his voice. He calls me by name. He puts his name on me and says, for to this you've been called, because I suffered for you, so that you could suffer for me and walk in my footsteps. I thought about how our life is bracketed by promises. You see, I was only 13 days old on June 16th when God spoke a word of promise over me. I was just small. I don't remember it. Thank goodness God remembers it. And God's been remembering it and reminding me of it every day. David, you belong to me. David, you're one of my sheep. David, you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Believe it. And someday, when my earthly course has run to completion, there will be a commendation that I have spoken in hundreds of cemeteries. And someone will speak that word of promise over my dust. Merciful Savior, we commend to you your servant, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive him. Ha! You see, this is our journey, folks. We can't escape it. COVID-19, we got to take it seriously, but it's not our big problem. Our big problem is sin. And there's only one gate, there's only one door, there's only one good shepherd, there's only one way, truth, and life. Salvation in no other name. Jesus is the one who carries us through it all. And we are enfolded together so that we sheep can take care of each other when harm's way comes our way. Yeah. I want to close with a story. This is a story about a little boy named Timmy. Now, those of you who are parents or grandparents, you know that they have this thing called like kindergarten roundup, right? I mean, you got to do this screening when you're going to start kindergarten. And so Timmy was there all excited because you got to realize he had graduated from training wheels on his bike. And now he was able to bike regularly. And he was looking forward to school. He was chomping at the bit. But when they did the preschool, the kindergarten screening, okay? When they did the kindergarten screening, the school nurse, she noticed in his heart a little murmur. She said, probably nothing serious, but we should probably have a pediatric heart doctor take a look at it. So they did. Dr. Murphy. Dr. Murphy looked at it and he said, oh my goodness, your son has a hole in his heart. We got to repair it or he'll die. It's very serious surgery. And so the parents were concerned, but you know what sheep enfolded do? They call their pastor. They call the other sheep. They all get together. The pastor anointed little Timmy with oil. The pastor prayed over him. And then he was ready for the day of surgery. Now, you also have to know that Dr. Murphy is not a believer in Jesus. He's a good surgeon, but he's not a believer in Jesus. Well, the day of the surgery comes, and they're hooking little Timmy up, you know, all these little things that they put on their chest and stuff, getting it ready, and he's looking at the final exams and tests that they've done, making sure that, okay, yep, we know what we got to do. And lo and behold, he said, wait a minute, there's a mistake here. Give me the x-rays. And he looks at the original ones and he says, okay, something's wrong with this machine. We need to redo this. I'm seeing something that shouldn't be here. And the parents are really getting hysterical at this point. They're scared. They're worried for their little boy. And so they try a couple of different machines and stuff, and eventually what happens is Dr. Murphy, he consults with one of his friends who's a doctor out in San Francisco or Los Angeles, one of the two, Dr. Chen. And so they're faxing this stuff back and forth, and he said, no, there's no hole in the heart. There's no hole in the heart. And Dr. Murphy said, I know there's a hole in the heart. I've got it right here. I can prove there is a hole in the heart. Well, they canceled the surgery. And then, lo and behold, little Timmy had to go back in 3 months, and then he had to go back in 6 months, and he had to go back in a year, and then the next year. And suddenly, 17 years go by. And little Timmy is in med school now to be a doctor. Because you see, he's been baptized into the name of Jesus. He loves Jesus. Jesus is his good shepherd, and he's one of Jesus' sheep. And he wants to live his life as a doctor for the glory and praise of God. And so now, of course, they call him Dr. Tim rather than little Timmy, huh? But you see, he's got a story to tell, a story about how there was a hole in my heart, and then there wasn't a hole in my heart. But he's even got a more important story to tell. Because you know what happened to Dr. Murphy? Dr. Murphy realized the power of prayer. He realized the power of prayer and the power of the name of Jesus. And he came to faith. And he got enfolded and baptized into God's kingdom. And he's a Christ follower. You see? John chapter 21 is an Easter appearance. And some people, friends of mine that are pastors, they said, yeah, I kind of wish we'd had that this week. I said, no, I'm glad we got the Good Shepherd's Psalm. I'm glad we got John 10. And I said, plus, if you pay attention to John 21, you'll notice something. Peter goes back to fishing. But guess what? After the third day, after Easter has arrived, life is never the same. It's never going to be business as usual anymore, folks. Not once Jesus has come into your life. Peter goes fishing, he can't catch anything. He and his buddies, the other apostles, and Jesus is on the shore, and he says, you're fishing on the wrong side, fish on the right side. They do, and they get 153 fish. You know that story. They get on shore, and Jesus has breakfast waiting for them. And then three times, Jesus looks at Peter, and he says to Peter, do you love me, Peter? Do you love me, Peter? Peter, do you love me? Then take care of my sheep. Ha! Yes, take care of my sheep. So you see, when we read 1 and 2 Peter, we know that there's a lot more to that story. Peter is testifying about the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. And when it came time for Peter to give his life for the Lord, you know what he did. He refused to be crucified head up. He said, I'm not worthy. He wanted to be crucified upside down. I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. And I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. And I want Jesus to be my good shepherd. And I want Jesus to be your good shepherd. And you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of the day is the Lutheran Book of Worship, the Green Hymnal, number 456, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.
Whose goodness faileth never.
I strayed, but yet in love He sought me, and on His shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. In death's dark veil I fear no will. With Thee, dear Lord, beside me, Thy rod and staff my comfort still, Thy cross before to guide me. So through all the length of days, Thy goodness faileth never.
Thy shepherd's name
I sing Thy praise within Thy house
forever. As we keep an ear to the shepherd, we confess our Christian faith. In the words of the Apostles' Creed on page 33, we confess our faith together.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray to our risen Savior on behalf of the church, the world, and all people according to their need. Thank you, Jesus, for being our good shepherd, even though we balk at being compared to sheep. Thank you for giving us abundant life, even as we walk through death-shadowed valleys. Thank you for knowing us by name, even though we sometimes forget yours. Claim us and guide us every day, in spite of ourselves, until we are safely in your house forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You are the good shepherd. Defend the church from peril, provide for its needs, and lead it in paths of righteousness. Through its ministry, lead many to hear your voice and follow you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You are the good shepherd of this congregation. Lead us with your word. Prepare our table with your body and blood. Teach us to do your will with glad and faithful hearts, and use us to lead many into your safe keeping. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You are the gate of your sheep. Protect the people of every nation from false shepherds, from rulers who care nothing for their welfare, and from all the threatening dangers of this world. Bring peace in places of violence, rich pasture in places of poverty, and true righteousness in places of injustice. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You are the good shepherd who leads us through dark valleys shadowed by suffering. Be the strong guide and sure comfort of all who call upon you, especially during these frightening days of COVID-19. Be with those we name before you.
Gracious Father, we pray for your healing presence, for Barb, for Dan, for Bernie, for Amy, for Denny, for Kelly, for Diane, for Melody, for Tina, for Dave.
Fill them with your abundant life, keep them steadfast in faith, and strengthen and bless all who care for them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. We praise and magnify you, dear Jesus. Accept our prayers and lay them at the feet of your Father, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns gloriously as our Lord and our God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Receive the benediction. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together our sending hymn, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Lutheran Book of Worship, number 481. Hallelujah. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.